Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig Lodge is here with the sport, and Pádraig, Leuven last night, they were leaving it late in Leuven, weren't they? It was hairy for a while.
Big time for the women's soccer team last night, but a satisfactory night overall, getting the job done. But as the match ticked into 90 minutes, it was looking like there was extra time on the horizon, really, and trailing 2-0 on the night to Belgium. The tie deadlocked 4-4 in aggregate, but then we had a bit of magic. The substitute, Abby Larkin, striking for an Irish goal in the 90th minute, and that sealed a 5-4 aggregate victory over Belgium. Highly significant, as we were chatting about earlier on, that it will ease our passage perhaps to the next World Cup, and we'll be guaranteed a spot in the playoffs, as well as being promoted to the League A of the Nations League. Our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue, gets the views now of the Irish player, Caitlin Hayes.
Yeah, I think sometimes you get caught in the occasion and you let the occasion play you rather than just play the game. And I think we lost that a little. We lost our identity. But the sign of a great team is a team that can pull themselves back out of a dark place, which it was at the first half. But we went in at half time and we said we were unrecognisable. So we went back to what we know and we just grind it out and we put our bodies on the line when it needs to be and we worked hard for each other.
Yeah, I mean, the character shown in that second half, it changed the mood. I mean, Belgium looked like they were on the up. They'd scored two goals, but we much better second half.
Yeah, I think as well, like sometimes it's a very hostile environment to play away. That's something that can take you by surprise as well. This crowd today were great. They were loud and they were proud, but thankfully we shut them up and we've got one half of the stand over there going home very happy and that's the most important to us. And yeah, like I said, we bounced back.
Were you thinking perhaps of extra time? Maybe even penalties. Would that at some stage that cross your mind?
No. I know you're all going to say this now. Oh, of course you're saying that, but not one point. I knew the goal was coming. I knew there was ample opportunities. I had a few myself where we could have taken it far less dramatic fashion. But I'll let Abby have a moment. She rightfully deserves it. And yeah, maybe next time I'll be willing to score a bit earlier.
That's Caitlin Hayes, the next World Cup in 2027.
Morning, Ireland and Brazil, looking forward to it.
Yeah. A fully staffed team travelling over.
Yeah, we should all go. Yeah.
That's it. There was no joy for Northern Ireland, though they didn't even get a game. Heavy snow in Reykjavik led to the postponement of the second leg between Iceland and Northern Ireland, and another attempt will be made to play that fixture this evening. Shamrock Rovers could be crowned League of Ireland champions tonight. Not the first time we've said that over the past few weeks. The Hoops need just a point from their game against Galway United to clinch the league title with a game to spare. Bray Wanderers and Treaty United have qualified for the First Division promotion playoff final. The Seagulls defeated UCD 3-2 at the Carlisle grounds for a 4-2 victory over the two legs, while Treaty United scored an extra time to draw 1-1 with Cove Ramblers at St Coleman's Park, edging through 2-1 overall. Caelan Doris is expected to lead Ireland against the All Blacks in Chicago on Saturday. Doris underwent shoulder surgery after Leinster's Champions Cup semi-final loss to Northampton in May and hasn't played since, but he was among 36 players who trained in Chicago yesterday, giving head coach Andy Farrell a fully strength squad bar the loss of Mac Hansen. The Galway Plate winner Western Fold and twice previous winner Envoy Allen feature among the remaining entry of 10 horses for Saturday's Champion Chase at Down Royal, the first Grade 1 of the National Hunt season. Trainer John Sharkanlon says he's 95% sure that his star horse Hewick will head to England to run in Saturday's Charlie Hall Chase at Wetherby. And finally, with 100 days to go to the start of the Winter Olympics in Italy, American rapper Flavor Flav, a founding member of hip-hop group Public Enemy, has been appointed to the newly created role of official hype man for the USA bobsleigh and skeleton teams. His aim will be to keep the team's spirits high and to create excitement amongst the fans.